When it comes to liberals and conservatives assessing scientific evidence, there are some key differences, and they may impact how the country's COVID-19 response is playing out.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, I think it's been pretty clear that there have been two competing narratives going on.
That's Eureka College Professor Alexander Swan. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, November 13th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Governor J.B. Pritzker is warning of a possible stay-at-home order if the spread of coronavirus in Illinois doesn't begin slowing soon. Ryan Denham has more.
Yesterday was the sixth day in a row the state reported more than 10,000 new COVID cases. More Illinoisans are currently hospitalized with the virus than at any point during the pandemic's first wave this spring. Here's Pritzker.
We will quickly reach the point when some form of a mandatory stay-at-home order is all that will be left. With every fiber of my being, I do not want us to get there. But right now, that seems like where we are heading.
Pritzker again criticized local officials for refusing to enforce the state's COVID mitigations imposed on all regions in recent weeks. Those mitigations include shuttering indoor bar and restaurant service, but have been met with resistance and indifference in pockets of the state. Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says the Tri-County area is averaging more than 300 new COVID cases daily over the past week, almost doubling the average from the previous 7 days.
This is not sustainable. If we continue on this path, closures will be the least of the worries for this community. More pressing will be increased mortality or deaths, further health complications, and the overwhelming of our healthcare system.
Hendrickson says the region's hospitals have had a daily average of 127 COVID patients, with 33 in intensive care. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported another record-setting one-day COVID-19 case count, with 12,702 cases announced yesterday. Several central Illinois school districts are temporarily switching back to full remote learning after COVID-19 exposures skyrocket. In Peoria and East Peoria, students and their families can now enjoy free admission to the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. When it comes to assessing scientific evidence, conservatives place more value on personal anecdotes, while liberals put more stock into what the experts are saying. Those are among the recent findings of Eureka College's Alexandra Swan and his colleagues. Tim Shelley spoke with him about his studies and what they could mean as the country battles the COVID-19 pandemic.
The past two or three years, my collaborator Randy Stein and Michelle Saraf asked two groups of people to identify their political leanings, and then we ask them to determine the credibility of in a scenario. And so we had four scenarios like that. So in study one, it was a person with relevant experience, and in study two, it was just a random person that didn't have any relevant experience. And we asked participants to rate the credibility of each of the statements. And what we found was that among liberals and conservatives, liberals tended to put more credibility and more weight into what the researcher had to say about these four scenarios. And conservatives tended to allow the experiential evidence from this other commenter or this relevant professional, they gave that more credibility and more weight. And you can see that across both studies. It's stronger, the effect is stronger among conservatives in study one with the relevant professional, because I assume it has to do with their taking in the relevant professional experience of this other person, and less so in study two because it just seems like a random person from their perspective. But in both cases, conservatives tended to give more latitude to the non-scientific perspective.
And can we talk a little bit about, I guess, the reasons behind that? Why would somebody who maybe leans more left place more trust in that researcher, while the conservative might place more trust in the other perspective, the anecdotal perspective?
So the idea that we worked with in this paper was that this effect seems to be somewhat mediated by conservatives' desire to give more weight to intuition. So intuition as their personal truth. So if somebody expresses an experiential conclusion, they tend to give more weight to that because it's aligning with their trust and faith in their own intuitions. And intuitions could be antithetical to what the scientists in any given science topic are saying. We don't really see that trust, massive reliance on intuition in the liberal part of the sample, the people who leaned more left.
If we want to take another example of this, I know in the piece you mentioned how this same dynamic might be playing out in how the perception of COVID-19, if you could just talk a little bit about that.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, I think it's been pretty clear that there have been two competing narratives going on. One from the scientific community, which is this is a pretty terrible pandemic and we should take it seriously. And then on the other side, it is COVID's not a big deal. It's just like the flu. We shouldn't shut down the economy or do any of these kinds of things. And at the very heart of it was President Trump getting COVID and then coming out and stating that it wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't a big problem. And I think that feeds into the narrative of the latter side that I mentioned, where people are going to trust his detailing of it because he's a leader. And they're also going to then use that to fuel their own intuitions about their own fears and their own anxieties. You have these two competing narratives, and I think that ideology feeds into which narrative you play into.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Eureka College researcher Alexander Swan. For more of this interview, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, WCBU Presents returns tonight with a concert from the Heartland Festival Orchestra called Vivaldi's Four Seasons Reimagined. The concert airs tonight at 8 on 89.9 FM and streams at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.